Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Not a good feel-good football Friday afternoon, everybody. Nice to have you with us as we head into the weekend. And the Detroit Lions, Detroit Rock City, coming to town, baby. Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, Aiden Hutchinson.
It's a lot of names.
Brian Branch.
A lot of names. Tyrion Arnold.
Isn't he banged up still? Is he banged up?
I don't know. We'll see.
The linebacker is really good. Jack Campbell?
Oh, yeah. Jack Campbell, yeah.
Oh, my God. He's insane.
Isn't Anzalone on the Lions?
Anzalone is, too.
Man. They got some dudes.
They got some dudes with onions, with big-time Vidalius.
Yeah. Okay?
And they've got big-time motivation because, A, they've stunk recently, including last week.
Well, and the last time they got their ass kicked was...
Yeah, that's exactly where.
Yeah.
You know how I know that? Because I was there.
You were?
Yeah.
I remember doing the pregame show with you. When,
yes.
When the,
that was a circus trying to get
that pregame
show. That
was so funny, having all
underway.
The music going off right
oh
behind you.
Oh, my God.
That
it
was awesome.
Just absurd.
It was peak Chris Russell radio.
It was the worst possible scenario. You know,
I enjoyed it.
You just reminded me of it. I had put it like way
stuffed it way down.
Down yonder.
Yeah.
Literally because Ford Field is a dome.
Yeah.
They're doing all of their pregame preparations and sound checks and rehearsals for the national anthem, for the halftime show, for the pregame show, for the fireworks show, for the this show, for the 4:30 show, for the 5:30 show.
I believe LiAngelo Ball was performing at halftime, am I correct?
How could I forget? I mean, I thought it was LaMelo or...
No.
Or LaGello.
All right.
I wasn't sure who it was. But either way, my goodness, was it just ear-piercingly loud. So loud that I could not hear callers or you, Max, and then Vic down... In my earbuds, in my ear, so loud, not from the crowd, no problem there, because they didn't start filing in until after my show.
Because I was walking in, and I saw Vic behind the board, and he was just like, all this music's going on, it's a disaster. And then he would start like screaming into the microphone, still couldn't hear him.
It was a poop show. And here's the worst part. I wasn't even supposed to do the damn show. It was supposed to be Grant Paulson. But because he came up with strep throat or whatever it was.
Yeah, that's the sound of the bus driving over Grant's course.
Exactly. I was the pinch hitter. I was the lefty out of the bullpen. And, like, I got there for an 8 o'clock game. I think the game kicked off at 8 o'clock because it was the main Fox Saturday night game of divisional weekend. You know how they do like 3:30 or 4 and then 8 and whatever. So it was the 8 o'clock Saturday night game, one seed Detroit versus the Commanders, who had already played in Tampa and won six nights before in overtime. Coming to Detroit. Oh, you can't beat Ben Johnson. And it was, I've been in that building before and it's always loud. It was the sound checks. It wasn't that loud when people were in there. Don't get me wrong. It was loud. It wasn't that loud when people were in there. I don't know if it's the acoustics where people are kind of absorbing noise. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
With all that cloth and clothes and jerseys in the crowd, it's got to absorb some of it. You know
right?
What I mean?
You would think, right? And it was just absurd. And, of course, I had to do the show in an open-air press box. See, like at FedEx or Northwest Stadium, we have a closed press box.
Yes.
There's a couple of booths where you can have it open-air, i.e. the play-by-play booths and whatnot.
Yeah.
But the actual, like, press box...
You can't open those
windows? You can't open the windows.
They look very openable.
No, you can't. Which is very common at most football stadiums. Now, not every football stadium. Obviously, everybody's got a little bit different, whatever.
Every football stadium built by Dan Snyder.
Yeah, there you go. And so there was nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, which was a great song, by the way. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Anyway, so there was nowhere to go. I know Vic was pulling his hair out because I was so stressed. I can't even tell you the level of stress. But you know what made it better? Knowing that I went through all of that nonsense to get to Detroit. And I flew in that morning on like a 6 a.m. flight. Got there at like, I don't know, 9:30 in the morning. You know, it was freezing outside. Took an Uber over to the stadium. It took me like an hour to get into the stadium because nobody knew where anything was and where to go and how to treat visiting media that showed up 8 hours plus before the game.
Well,
anyway, finally, the Rooster has come back to Motown. And I got in. And the lights were out. There was no lights on in the stadium. There was nothing. There was no noise while I was off the air. There were no lights on either. I was literally walking around with my cell phone shining a light so I could see a foot in front of me at Ford Field in Detroit. Them bastards deserve to get their ass kicked.
Well, now they've come back for their revenge, Rooster.
Now they're here.
Got to pay the piper sometime.
Kind of like the God bless his soul, rest in peace, the old Wyatt family and Bray Wyatt when he would blow out the lantern and say, what would he say, Cowboy B? Remember? You're a big wrestling. Oh, no, you're not a wrestling guy. You're a sort of wrestling guy. Bray Wyatt, before he passed away, he would blow out the candle in the lantern and say,
I don't remember.
Oh, my God.
If you say, like, the first word, I might be able to get it.
We're here.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
We're here! He would say that, and that's what the Lions are.
They are here.
They are here. Well, they're not here yet. They'll be here tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, sure.
Provided that the government shutdown does not prevent them from flying in.
Who knows? We might close some airspace.
It might be one way to win this game.
I was gonna say, that might be a great way to get us a win.
I mean, how about that? Now, would that cover the 3 or the 4 or the whatever in the smell test?
I think I would have to be entitled to a payout if I bet it.
There you go. I mean, what is the line? I haven't even looked. I got to make a pick later on.
I think it's
9.5. 9.5?
That's what Kevin and I were throwing
around. I said
around.
Cover the 3. Show you how little I know.
8.5. The line's been getting longer.
Yeah.
The longer the week's gone on.
I mean, I don't know if the smell test would pick up on that. If the Lions
Smell test got Washington in it, so I'm going to count that as a win.
All right. Maybe it would.
If flights get canceled.
I heard Kevin. I heard Kev at the end and I had to laugh. He was talking about the inside information he had on the Broncos game last night. Here's the inside information I had. Both teams absolutely royally suck. And if you didn't pick the under in that game and windy Invesco Field at Mile High, I
did not know it was going to be that windy, but I did take the Raiders, so that helped. God.
I mean, that game.
P.U.
Before we get to the Lions, before we get to the Commanders, and before we get to any other nonsense, and before we
there'll
get
be
to the...
There'll be plenty of it on this first
There'll
hour.
Be plenty of it. Well, really, over the
next
3 hours.
Next 3, yeah, for sure.
I now do a show that is 3 hours full of nonsense because the football team stinks so bad that you
Yeah, what
can't,
else are you supposed to talk about?
Right, exactly. I mean, I could do what my colleagues do, which is hardcore nitty-gritty nuts and bolts and literally take an axe to my forehead, or I could just laugh and have fun and try and pick on people, which is what I prefer to do. But last night, right, So I don't know if you saw this because you were busy, Mad Max. But last night, I saw this via Optostats, if my computer would ever like work with me. By the way, Keyshawn George is now questionable for tonight's Wizards game against the Cavaliers at Capital One Arena. And Bilal Coulibaly's already ruled out with another injury. You want to talk about injuries? I mean, who gets injured more, Bilal Coulibaly or Jaden Daniels? Or Noah Brown? God, we have so many injuries, so many guys, so many people hurt. It's impossible to be good. So here's what Optostats put out. I don't know if you follow Optostats. It's a great little Twitter feed. OPTA, Optostats.
Sure.
Great little feed. They come up with some crazy-ass numbers. Stuff that I haven't even seen Elias Sports Bureau or anybody else to give up. So last night, only two times in the last 40 years has an NFL team had a game in which, okay, only two times in the last 40 years has an NFL team participated in a game in which there were 10-plus penalties, more penalties than points, more penalties than first downs, an entire quarter without a first down, under 100 rushing yards, under 150 net passing yards, and a missed field goal. Only two times in the last 40 years has an NFL game had that. You want to know when it was?
I'd love to.
Last night. Both teams. So it had never happened in 40 years.
And people were telling me that's a bad football game.
40
that's historic.
Years that there was 10-plus penalties, more penalties than points, more penalties than first downs, an entire quarter without a first down, under 100 rushing yards, under 150 net passing yards, and a missed field goal. It had not happened in 40 years.
Yeah,
and it happened last night.
It was historic, Hoops, last night. I got the same feeling watching that game that I got 2018 Rams Patriots Super Bowl. My freshman year of college, everybody was so excited for the game.
Oh, I remember that game.
And yeah, we were about halfway in and everybody was like, this is boring and sucks. And I was like, nope, you got to like defensive football.
The final was like, what, 16-3, if I'm not mistaken?
Something like that.
And I believe it was 16-3, maybe it was 16-0. I don't think it was a shutout.
No, it wasn't a shutout. I know that. I know the Rams scored a field goal.
Was who was the Rams quarterback? Do you remember?
I do remember. We're going to see him in a couple days.
Not with the Rams.
Yeah, no, not with the Rams. But
with the Detroit Lions.
True.
That would be Jared Goff. And somehow he got an extension after that from Les Snead and Sean McVay, one of the best front office coaching duos in the NFL. Got a four-year contract extension after that, right? After leading the Rams to the Super Bowl.
I mean, that was the same year that we had Chiefs-Rams on Monday Night Football, and that was one of the most fun games I've ever watched in my life.
But do you realize that Goff got the extension after that game, that Super Bowl, right? Four-year extension. Never played a single down on the contract extension.
Crazy to me.
Because he had 1 year left, so they gave him the 4 years.
Yeah.
So they committed like five total years, and they traded him the next offseason to the Lions for Matthew Stafford. Because Sean couldn't handle it.
That game finished 13-3, by the way.
13-3. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was 16-3. All right. 13-3. Anyway, Jared Goff has flipped the script. Unfortunately, the Raiders have not. 10-7. The Broncos won last night to improve to 8-2. The Broncos are here, by the way, in a couple of weeks.
Might be Jaden Daniels' return.
That's exactly where I was going to go. Maybe.
We share the same brain.
Just maybe Jaden Daniels might be the quarterback. Now, I would say, based on what some others are saying, it seems like Benjamin Standig has Minnesota kind of circled on his calendar. I don't know if that's gut feel or if that's
Quinn said,
that's inside information.
Quinn said reevaluate after the bye and kind of see how he feels.
Right, but that's not Minnesota.
Right.
You got Denver
Denver before that. And
so basically, that means obviously he's out this Sunday against Detroit, next Sunday in Madrid against the Dolphins, then the bye
week.
So we're talking about 2.5 at least weeks from now, before you would even have to decide whether he practices or not.
Yeah.
And then if he practices the week of the Denver game, you still don't know if he's going to play.
For sure.
But at least you would feel like he's got a chance. And right now that's a Sunday night game. That should immediately be flexed to like Sunday afternoon at 1:38 in the afternoon, because both offenses are going to suck. The Denver defense is really, 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 really good.
Well, Denver's offense will be fine against us.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. Denver's going to light it. Sean Payton's going to light it up for about 380 points that day. And then Joe Witt is going to call plays from the parking lot at Northwest Stadium to see if that triggers something. But anyway, Denver last night winning 10-7. Congratulations, woohoo to them. I guess they were the less stinkier of the stink. And listen,
I mean, it's hard to outstink the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, I'm not sitting here going, man, that's a really good defense that Geno Smith and the Raiders had. But if you watch that game, I mean, hello, Ashton Jeanty. Not only are you on my fantasy team, but please,
that's where this all stems from.
Please catch the football. Please.
Instead of batting it up 10 feet in the air.
Twice, right?
Yeah, it did happen more than once.
Or did I reimagine how bad that was? I thought it was twice.
I'm pretty sure it happened more than once, but the interception was really the...
Both teams punted an absurd amount of times. The Vegas Raiders 8 times, the Denver Broncos 7 times. Oh, both teams had 11 penalties each. The Raiders 11 for 83, Denver 11 for 78. Both teams, as OptiStats pointed out, passed net for less than 150 yards. Denver 136, Vegas 114. And how about this? Denver won the game, and they were getting routinely booed by their home crowd.
Yeah.
Routinely booed.
They were going into halftime, and they missed the field goal and kept it tied at 7. And it just, the crowd pop of the boo.
Yeah.
The booze was like one of the louder crowd pops I've heard.
But it wasn't just like as you're walking off for the half. It was throughout the game.
Yeah.
And
listen, if I was a fan in that stadium and that crowd, absolutely.
In that wind? In that wind? Yeah, because you know, listen, that might work against the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
That might work against the Commandos in a couple of weeks. Ain't going to work next week against the Kansas City Chiefs if you play offense like horses patoot. Okay? Like horses patoot. But anyway, that was that. But Jaden might be coming back. Might be coming back. We don't know when. We don't know how. But we did get some good news, reportedly, on the torn ligament aspect of it and whether it requires surgery. Now, my understanding is, you know, technically and medically, they could have torn ligaments, but that don't require surgery. Either way, they feel, after multiple evaluations before they leaked it to Ian Rappaport, they feel that this is not a situation where it's going to require surgery to repair the ligaments. So that is really good. When he comes back is the next question. We just discussed some of that. And the bigger question should be, of course, should he come back? And that's what we'll throw out to you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Jaden Daniels, again, a favorable medical report. We'll see. I don't have much faith right now in anything going right this year. So even if he comes back, how long will it be until he gets injured again? Or are we going to be looking at 3 or 4 weeks from now, what happened allegedly, and I say allegedly, in Arizona, where DQ steps to the podium after 4 weeks of not putting anybody on IR and Jaden Daniels practicing throughout the week and everybody thinking Jaden Daniels is going to play, and then you go, whoop, nope. Not happening. No. As a matter of fact, not only is he not playing this week, but he ain't playing next week. He ain't playing the next week. He ain't playing next week. He ain't playing the week after that. Oh, and we're still not going to put him on IR. Because don't think that can happen. It happened in Arizona this week, and it happened earlier this week, earlier this year, with Noah Brown. 121 on the Team 980. Time to take our first time out of the day. We have a special announcement when we come back. it means something to us. I don't know if it'll mean something to you because you guys are a little bit bitter and jaded. We, Max and I, when I say we, because AMAC is not with us today. He's with us in spirit, but he's not with us in presence. We care very much about this. You might not. I'll explain next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I like this choice on a feel-good football Friday. Now, how long it's going to be feel-good, I can't control
that.
Well,
it's Friday, so it's going to feel good all day.
Right,
on Sunday, I don't know how good it'll feel.
On Sunday is the problem. You know, we should play a lot of, I mean, you're only here until 2,
yeah.
Mad Max, because we don't sentence you to 6 hours a day on the board
anymore.
Well,
I've escaped
anymore. That. Right, exactly. But we should play a little Motown music in honor of our visitors from Motown. I mean, we should do that, right?
I guess.
You don't sound as excited as.
Well,
as I
it's a good idea in general and all that, but at the same time, I don't want to give them praise before they come in and absolutely wax my defense.
Yeah, I don't know if it's praise as much as it's pay tribute. Pay tribute.
Their tribute will be paid on Sunday at 4:25, and it'll be paid in three Amon-Ra touchdowns.
When they rack up a 38 burger.
Yeah.
I heard you, by the way. I heard you say Amon-Ra. Now, you know Amon-Ra works out of the slot a lot, which means presumably, Mikey Sanders still. But
I've heard they're exploring all options.
I was going to say, we don't know that because
Noah I likes to work out of the slot, too.
Exactly. But Noah I is kind of been in the Chateau Bow Wow, so I think it would probably
I wish
be
I knew why.
Jonathan Jones inside with Mikey outside, but I can't say for sure. But knowing this team and knowing how this year has gone, they'll bring back they'll try and bring back D'Angelo Hall, who's coaching with the 49ers, to try and see if they can stop Amon-Ra St. Brown. And don't forget, it's not just Amon-Ra St. Brown, it's Jameson Williams, who can just run really fast and run really deep and hasn't been doing so against anybody. You will see Jameson Williams on a deep post or on a deep go on the first series of the game. I'd pretty much write that in stone. Whether they connect on it, that part I can't guarantee you, but you will probably see a deep post or a deep corner, or a deep go to Jameson Williams on the first series of the game. Now, all of that nonsense is just that, nonsense. What's really important today? What's really important today, Friday, November the 7th, year of our Lord, 2025. The federal government is still closed, still on vacation, because they can't figure out how to do things.
Well,
I'll just leave it at that and just say we're hoping that eventually.
We want all government employees to be paid.
Exactly. However, the good news is Odyssey employees got paid last night.
That we did. Woohoo!
And with that, I said, you know, it's time to celebrate a 25th birthday.
Wow. My birthday. Just 2 months late. How nice of you.
It's time. Did we miss your birthday?
I believe I didn't tell anybody. And then you were like, it was your birthday? I was like, yeah. And you were like, why didn't you tell me?
I mean, Like, here's the thing. I know a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I don't know everything.
I know.
And I don't know birthdays that don't exist, like, until I'm made aware.
Until I tell you
yes,
after.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to tell me so I can put it in my calendar so I know.
No, for next year. Fine.
Anyway, you know who did tell me it was their 25th birthday today?
No, I don't know. Enlighten me.
It was
Jeff Walker.
Mr. 3-5-1.
Hmm.
Do you know who would represent a 3-5-1 football outfit?
I know who would be very proud to and wear his Dak Prescott jersey every day, that, you know, the three times they get a win.
Now, my audience hates talking about the Cowboys.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they hate him, which I thought was going to be very...
And by extension, they hate Cowboy B.
I suppose.
However, we love and appreciate Cowboy B.
Of course.
On this show. I don't know if... Does Kevin even know that Cowboy B exists?
He knows he exists,
okay.
Yes.
All right, I wasn't sure.
We've had some conversations, never directly, just about, you know, the Cowboys and stuff.
So I want to make sure that Cowboy B feels welcomed and has a home. Even when I went to our boss, CK, in the kitchen and said, hey, there's some birthday cake in the kitchen. And he goes, oh, that, whose birthday is it? I said, Cowboy B. And he goes, who? He said, who? And I said, Cowboy B. And he goes, who's Cowboy B? And I said, you know, the guy that sits in our studio every day and doesn't talk to anybody? And he goes, oh, Brian West.
Way to just dox my man right now.
Yes! Cowboy B's 25th
And now his
birthday.
Government name's out there.
I'm sorry. He gave it out the other day.
All right, fair enough.
He had a shark tell him so he can give it out on the air. Just teasing. Just having a little fun. Cowboy B, happy 25th birthday to you, pal. Appreciate.
You know you can move that mic where it's in front of you instead of standing up.
I don't feel like it.
Yeah. He doesn't understand how radio works after all this time.
I get it.
Cowboy B.
Stretch the legs. I've been sitting down producing for 3+ hours.
Yeah, I know. Just stretching the legs. Yeah, you're trying to get a little
thank
energy.
Thank you again. For
happy
the
birthday.
Birthday wish. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you are a big part of whether you want to be or not. You're a big part of this show because you provide us a one of a kind, unique segment called the Cowboy B Stock Report, which is, I think, a pretty fun, humorous look at the Dallas Cowboys fishbowl. You get. Navy Mo doesn't hate many things, but he hates two things. One, me calling Jacoby Brissett Jacoby Brisket. And two, anything to do with you on the air and the Dallas Cowboys. So that's what you bring to this show.
That should make you feel good.
That's what you bring to this show.
Well, I'm happy to contribute.
Because of that, we wanted to bring you a birthday cake, right, that you are commandeering to yourself. You are not allowing anybody to share the joy.
Wow.
Have you seen the vultures in this station?
I've seen the vultures in this station.
It's, they circle and they circle quick.
So you're letting the birthday cake, which was in the refrigerator at Harris Teeter, get all mushed, as they say in Italian.
It's not an ice cream cake, so...
It is not an ice cream cake.
Thank God.
I didn't go to quite that level for you, Cowboy B. I thought about it, but it is...
I'm glad you didn't, because I am lactose intolerant.
Okay. Well, you told me yesterday you wanted a white cake, so I got vanilla.
Whoa.
That kind of counts as white, right?
Yes.
With white frosting, and what does it say in your favorite color on the cake?
How'd you know my favorite color was blue?
Well, because you're a Cowboys fan.
That's not the reason it's my favorite color, though. But anyway, the cake says, happy birthday to the greatest producer in Odyssey history, Cowboy B.
He had to pay a little extra for all the... He had to pay by the letter, so it was really expensive.
Yeah.
If I would have gotten a half a sheet cake, then we could have put happy birthday to the greatest producer in Odyssey history, Cowboy B. A.K.A. Brian West. But instead, I was a cheapskate, and I said, no, you know what? Nobody's going to eat this damn cake. Cowboy B didn't even really look like he wanted it. He was just telling me what so that I could get him, because I called him out on the air yesterday. You missed this, because you were rightfully out of here. But he didn't seem like he wanted it, so I said, I'm not going to get this big, gigantic cake. I'm just going to get a small little cake to honor Cowboy B. But the woman at Harris Teeter was so happy when I said, yeah, please write happy birthday, Cowboy B. And she looked at me. She said, is he a cowboy? And I said, no. You don't understand. he isn't a cowboy as in getting on horses with stirrups and a cowboy hat. He is one of those fake imposter. He is one of those fake imposter cowboy fans that live in the DMV area that hop on and off the bandwagon and break their leg routinely.
Whoa, this is rich. To support their team. This is very rich coming from him.
It kind of is. I'm not going to lie to you.
So happy birthday, pal.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
You okay?
Thank you for all you do, Chris Russell.
I'm happy to do it for you. Because I don't do this radio show for me. Mm. I do it for the people, and I do it for my friends on the other side of the glass.
You are a fantastic relief pitcher.
At least I'm good at something. 301-230-0980. Happy birthday, Cowboy B. Yeah. All right. When we come back after a trending alert, we will finally get into the rest of the show. Jaden Daniels, how do you want him to come back? When do you want him to come back? Is there too late of a time for him to come back? All of that on the table now that we found out he basically doesn't need surgery to repair the ligaments in his elbow on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got breaking news. Bet you didn't think at 1:42 on a Feel Good Football Friday that you were going to get breaking news, but instead, you are going to get breaking news. First of all, here's the breaking news. I can't pronounce, apparently, Arab Emirates, which is what I said during the trending alert, which is not easy to do because it's live, it's unscripted, all of that stuff. But my dopey friend Fred texted me because he's got absolutely no life, and he informed me, quote, it's pronounced Emirates, you doofus.
Emirates.
Emirates.
Yep.
You doofus is what he called me. Not Emirates. Emirates.
Listen, if it makes you feel any
Emirates.
If it makes you feel any better, when the Sauce Gardner trade news broke, A.D. Mitchell was a part of that deal. Kevin called him Ad Mitchell. So, if that makes you feel any better.
Wait, Kevin Sheehan?
He did call him Ad Mitchell.
Really?
It just... I think it just came out, and I mean, Brian and I looked at each other like, wait a minute.
A shortened version of Adonai, which is his full name?
Yeah, A.D.
But he's known as A.D. Mitchell.
Yeah.
But not Ad.
But on the graphic, it says A.D. Mitchell, and it looks like it's Ad Mitchell.
Oh.
But they're both in caps, but there's no periods to differentiate that it's A.D., not Ad. So there was that. Oh. Always thought that was funny. Oh. But... yes. So you're not the only one who's mispronounced something on these airwaves today. Okay. I say all that to say.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some people think that this is all scripted like the Jim Rome show. No, it's not.
Yeah. No,
not.
I spend countless hours.
Yeah. And we don't have 100 producers like Colin Cowherd does. So, you know, just relax, everybody. Just relax. Now, here's the breaking news. Max, are you going to the game on Sunday?
I've been invited, but it's been a little bit of a weird week for me.
So has it been for somebody else that's also been invited to the game?
Yeah. So, it's been a weird month for that guy, but longer than a month. But I've just had some personal stuff crop up over the past couple of days that I have to deal with.
I understand. I hope everything's okay.
I think I should be okay.
Okay.
We'll, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, I'll get with you off the air. But understood. You know who is coming to the game, apparently, on Sunday?
The Greek mob?
Not yet. I haven't confirmed that yet.
The Greek mob seems pretty intrigued.
President Trump.
It is November.
It is almost Veterans Day.
Well, it's salute to service, so they're doing that whole thing. You're going to have to go through some extra security measures to get to the press box, brother.
Yes, I am. Mark Klaus just issued a statement a little bit ago. We are honored to welcome President Trump to the game as we celebrate those who have served and continue to serve our country. Said Mark Klaus, team president of the Washington Commanders. The entire Commanders organization is proud to participate in the NFL's league-wide Salute to Service initiative, recognizing the dedication and sacrifice of our nation's veterans, active duty service members, and their families this Sunday. So President Trump is in the house. Now, I believe, I could be wrong on this, but when the Army-Navy game was at Northwest Stadium last December, I believe he was supposed to be there and instead something else happened and I can't remember, or if he actually was there. If anybody remembers, I don't remember. But I know Secret Service was there because I know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody.
As everyone does in this town.
And I talked to somebody. Right at where they cordoned off with this sheet or whatever it was, this divider.
Was it gold?
I don't think it was. Nor was it burgundy. Mm. According to some, they don't have that around, hanging around. But anyway, he may have been there. I honestly, December's a long time ago. It was like almost 11 months ago.
Yeah, exactly. 11 months
ago. I would have to check. But I know that there was something with the Army-Navy game at Northwest Stadium.
Yeah, he was there.
He was there.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I couldn't remember if he canceled at the last minute or whatever. I don't know.
I think he left at halftime or something.
Maybe that was it. So if that's true, this is his second appearance at a football game at Northwest Stadium in the last 11 months. I went through security outside after standing in the cold for about 45 minutes. On a Saturday morning for the Army-Navy game, and it was pretty chilly and pretty windy. Now, that was in mid-December or early to mid-December. This is early-ish November. So I don't think it'll be as cold on Sunday, but if you're coming to the game on Sunday, and obviously many people do, you might want to build in some extra time, not only to get to the parking lots, but to get into the stadium because of the extra security protocols and measures that happens when the sitting president of the United States attends a game. So, this obviously, try not to make anything political here, but with the government shutdown in place, but, this is for Veterans Day. And he, no matter what your political beliefs are, he's the commander in chief. Right? So it makes all the sense that he would attend a commander's game on the Sunday right before Veterans Day. If he's available, which apparently he is. So there you have it. 4:25 on Sunday. But,
government shutdown. What else he got to do?
Yeah, that's true. Not a whole lot besides golf going on. And apparently renovating the West Wing.
taking a nap.
That too. I wish I could take a nap. Anyway, I would say this. If you're a walk-up-to-the-stadium guy at 45 minutes before kickoff...
Good luck, buddy.
Don't do that. Get there plenty early. Because... And I mean plenty early. I'm thinking I got to be there at noon. I'm thinking that. Because... I can't do the traffic and the extra security protocols and not lose my mind. I'm just not as patient as I used to be. Nah, I never really was that patient. I'm not that patient with things like this. All right, so 149 on the Team 980. So that's your breaking news. President Donald Trump is going to be at the Commanders-Lions game on Sunday in honor of the salute to service with the NFL and the Veterans Day holiday, which is coming up on Tuesday. All right, when we return, and I promise we will get to you, I see how excited you guys all are. There's like crickets. But I see how excited you guys all are to talk about Jaden Daniels. I think Jaden Daniels is going to play again this year. Should he, is a whole different ball of wax. I'll explain what I mean by that next on the Team 980. We just sang happy birthday in the bullpen to Cowboy B in front of all of his fans and friends. All three of us.
You made me do it.
That's right. You said he wasn't worth it, I believe. Was
No. I said he doesn't want us to do it because he said there was clearly no need for us to do it, even though we already did it when you walked in right before the show.
We did, but here's the thing. Nobody heard us because we did it in an enclosed studio.
I don't think anybody heard us when we were doing it out there either.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I've got it on videotape.
I guess.
I got it on my VHS. On my Android phone.
Man, and you get mad at people when they call you old.
By the way, did you know that I discovered something I didn't know about Cowboy B?
Oh, no.
I just put up the video.
Are you going to air him out on, on radio again?
The video is uploading right now.
Oh, no.
Do you know what his personal Twitter handle is?
He and I have agreed to keep our burner Twitter account secret, but if you want to out him on air, you're gonna do.
He didn't tell me that, so I've already put it out there.
Oh man! No, I cleaned it up. All right.
He said he got sweep.
He's all right.
He said he got rid of the filth.
All right.
Whatever the filth was, I don't know.
The smut.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what? That's fair. Anything before 2022, nobody can be held accountable for.
I hope you don't get in trouble.
Quite frankly, agree.
But Cowboy B's Twitter handle is at Young, spelled YUNG, Stunna, not Stunner, Stunna.
Correct.
STUNNAB. Young, spelled YUNG. Stunna B. Young Stunna B. Happy birthday to him. That's one hell of a Twitter handle.
It's a good one.
I had no idea we were in the presence of a young Stunna.
By the way, we have early reports on the birthday cake.
Uh-huh.
Delicious.
Really?
That's early reports.
By the way,
we'll see how it goes later.
Can you tell that I'm trying to do everything I can to avoid talking about the Commanders?
I mean, it's a football Friday. You got to do it eventually. You're doing the Doc Walker.
I know. We still have 2 more hours. We got to actually talk some serious football.
Well,
right?
I'll be here for another segment or two, probably.
Okay. We got to talk some serious football. We will do so after the top of the hour. We don't take ourselves too seriously here.
I got to get there.
This show has morphed into, like a comedy show, right? I mean, it's just.
That's why I love
it. It is what it is, right? It's a variety show on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. Happy birthday, Cowboy B.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.